You're listening to Senior Stories, the voices of the class of 2020.
Hi, I'm Rohini. I'm in the third form, and it's Sunday, January 19th. Today, I'm listening to Ava's story. So what's your full name?
Hi, my name is Ava Knight-Sikowski.
Where is home for you?
Home is in Bel Air, Maryland, as well as in Wassenaar, the Netherlands.
So how does your experience in Holland compare to what it's like in the U.S.?
I've lived in the U.S. for most of my life, but probably for my most influential years, my ninth and 10th grade years, I was in Holland. And it's just, I think living in Holland has shaped my perspective of the world. It shapes what I want to continue in studying, like my future and what I want to do. So in comparison, like they don't necessarily compare, but it definitely, living in Holland made me appreciate the U.S. and also living in the U.S. has made me appreciate my experiences in Holland.
How was the transition to St. Andrews as a new junior?
It was really hard. It's something that I've talked about with my two roommates last year who both were new juniors as well. It like definitely I would recommend it for someone. However, you do have to make sure that you just remember who you are and to just give yourself some patience when you're, because you're going into like a whole family of new people that have lived together for 2 years. And it was definitely one of the hardest experiences I've had to do, just going out of my way to actively make new friends and like reach out when people aren't necessarily wanting to make new friends at that point in their life because they already have them. But I wouldn't change it for the world because of the friends that I have now and like the experiences that I've gotten to have at St. Andrews, but definitely was very, very hard. Yeah.
What advice would you give to a new junior coming into St. Andrews?
I would tell them that it is the first thing they need to like remember is like you don't have to be out socializing all the time. Like when I was here, when I first got here, I didn't realize that you can actually just sitting in your room and doing nothing is fine. I thought because I was new, I needed to go out and like be talking to people and making friends. But because we all live here, you have to make sure that if you are the type of person that needs to recharge by being alone, just like taking care of yourself is so important because you can get burnt out so quickly. Yeah.
Right. What's it like to live as a senior on Pell?
It's really fun. I did not expect to live as a senior on Pell. So I applied for the RL position last year. And with that, you don't get to really decide where you live. If you're another senior, you can sort of ask. You can see like where you want to live. Or like if you're rooming with someone that you know is living on Pell, then you can like get there. I wanted to be on either Pell or Moss just because one, I'd never lived on that side of the gully before. And two, experience like the new students and like help them out. I think it's so fun. Just like I feel like I get to experience coming to St. Andrews as a freshman through the eyes of the freshmen, and like that since I never got to experience life as a freshman, it's been really great time.
So, how has being at St. Andrews changed you as a person?
I definitely have become more conscious of the way the U.S. and like the way there is a divide in beliefs in the U.S. because when I was living in Holland and I went to an international school, we were in a very much like an echo chamber of kids who had been living abroad their whole life. They didn't really necessarily have a home. They were pretty wealthy or they were with the State Department. So like at my international school, you don't pay for it if you are with the State Department. So you either were, it was a very, and I lived in an expat community, which is like also very like an affluent community. And then coming here, and when I was also in Holland, everyone's very like same political beliefs. Pretty much everyone's like very liberal. They like, I don't know, a lot of the same thoughts. However, when I came here, I was exposed to so many new beliefs and like ideas about just the way people see America and the way people see the world. And it learned how to like handle like approaching someone who actually has a completely different belief as I do and like engage in civil discourse, which is really important. So I've been really grateful for that.
What are some of your favorite memories here at St. Andrews?
I was thinking about this the other day. Probably my favorite memory was last year on my friend Karen's birthday. I walked to town with my roommate Amelia, and we went to Acme. We bought like a bunch of food and like popsicles and like drinks and stuff. And we were set up a whole picnic for her on the T dock when invited her friends and like threw her a surprise party. And she had no idea that we were doing this and threw her a surprise birthday because she didn't know what she was going to do for her birthday. And she was just so like one, like that was just so fun too, because she like had never had a surprise birthday before, but it was really nice to just hang out with everyone. It was sunny out. And then that night, we get an email from Miss Ramirez saying that Maggie Rogers, who was performing in Philly that night, just gave St. Andrews 20 like free tickets, and it was first come, first serve basis. And I saw the email like right away and emailed her back and asked for 3 tickets. And then my friend Lily texted me and also was like, asked for tickets. So we actually, it was myself, Lily, and Karen, we all went to Philly that night so spontaneously and saw a concert, and we got to meet Maggie Rogers, and it was so fun. And I think it was just the spontaneity of the event and like the addition to like the whole day. It was just one of the best days I've had here.
Wow. Is there someone that you feel particularly connected to and grateful for?
Definitely. Well, I would say there's a lot of people here that I'm very grateful for. Connected to, I would definitely say my roommate, Donna, and Amelia from last year. But because I'm rooming with Donna this year, our bond has just gotten so much closer. And because we came both as new juniors and came from international schools, we share a lot of the same like ideas about how we feel St. Andrews differs from our old schools and how things that we might want to change or things that we really like compared to our old school, like we're grateful for here. And she's just helped me through so many times of when I just need someone to support me and be there for me. And she just is so like such a calm and like stable person in my life. Just love her so much. And my friend Lily also, Lily Howard, I knew her since sixth grade. I went to middle school with her. And even when I was living, we were friends in middle school, like good friends. And then even when I was living in Holland, we stayed in touch, but not so much. And then when I came back, it picked up right away, like right where we left off. And it was amazing. She definitely helped me make friends here.
Can you describe a specific moment of ethos for you at St. Andrews?
There are so many moments, whether it be school meetings, just like the sense of community and like coming together through marches or like even just like dances, being together. But probably the largest would be most recently when we went to go see Just Mercy, the documentary on Bryan Stevenson, because of the way like our whole school went to go see a movie about such a important issue in America, and like how everyone was so happy to be there and like adamant that they wanted to make this change that the movie was like talking about. And I think it brought our community so close in that moment, because we all were like, we were all feeling the empathy towards these characters in the movie that were based on real people. And like a lot of people were crying, and like all at the same time, it just, I think it connected our community in a way that I hadn't really seen before.
Yeah, I definitely felt that as well. So I remember at the environmental talk of like a month ago or so, you were talking about this. I can't remember what it was specifically, but it was something to do with the environment. It was like a trip you went on. Mm-hmm. Can you just talk about how like that changed you and like your views?
Yeah. So I grew up on a farm in Maryland when I was, and agriculture's always been a part of my life. And when I moved to Holland, I became really focused on international relations. However, my agricultural like background with like 4-H, and I have a chicken business called Granova Poultry Partners with my grandma and my brother. We sell at farmers market. So that part of my life in Maryland sort of blocked off for a bit when I lived in Holland. And it was now my focus was on international relations and humanitarian law. I worked with like refugees and like all this humanitarian aid when I was over there. So coming back to the US, it was hard because I didn't know if I was still connected to my agricultural side and like also my new passions in international relations and like humanitarian law. So I heard about this program. It's the part of the USDA where you go to a university and it's a free if you get in and like learn about agribusiness. And this one particular program at the University of Virgin Islands was about agribusiness, hydroponics, aquaponics, and like different farming, sustainable farming techniques. And I picked this one specifically because St. Croix, which is where the University of the Virgin Islands is probably was the most international per se location, even though it is part of the U.S. because of just the climate where it's located. It's different than so many other places that I've been. So I really wanted to see how agriculture ties in with climate and like how I could put that in with like international business. And actually when I was there, probably the most important thing I've taken out of it is we got to meet with these workers that work with parts of the USDA that deal with international trade negotiation of like agriculture and crops. And although that's not necessarily exactly what I want to do, seeing that I could actually combine my passion and love for agriculture with my interest in international relations and international affairs. And I like see how there's different ways I could incorporate that with humanitarian like aid and all these different aspects. So I don't necessarily need to pick one. I think that was my biggest takeaway from the whole experience was you don't actually need to pick one field. You can combine them.
So what was it like at preseason?
Well, I came back for field hockey preseason before the school year started. And that was like my first day here when half the school wasn't here yet. And it was really strange because there was everyone on my team looked like they could be my age. There were sophomores that I was like, are you a senior? And I'm like, no. And then I didn't know anyone. The only person I knew was Lily because I'd known her prior. But even then, like our relationship just had, I just saw her after like 2 years. So it was really hard because Donna was here as a room, but we didn't know each other. And it probably that whole week was just like the strangest experience I've had of like living in a community, knowing no one, where everyone else knows each other. And it really just made me reflect on like where I was like, oh, I'm back in America. This is happening. I'm living at St. Andrews. And I'm just so grateful for the seniors that were there for me during that time, my seniors on MDOR. And one senior in particular, Nancy, like really just like was so showed me such kindness in like helping me get to different activities like the square dance, which I had no idea what it was, and like getting to the dining hall and just knowing where everything was. And I'm just so appreciative. And I know she was just doing that because she's a nice person, but the meaning even behind it was just so much more important to me. Yeah.
So I know you're in the Knox and Tones. How was the experience of like auditioning?
It was really fun. I did actually know another person here, I guess. Austin, I knew since elementary school. He went to the same elementary school the year above me. So we did know each other through family friends, and he helped me, and Wilder Burl also helped me audition. And I think definitely being a junior and having been in an a cappella group before I came to St. Andrews, I was more competitive than say someone who was like a freshman or a sophomore who had never been in an a cappella group before and who was in a lower year. And that definitely, I think, aided my acceptance into Knox and Tones. But I'm so grateful to be part of the group. It was so fun last year. We got to go to New York at one point and perform for alumni. And I would recommend it to anyone who would want to be part of a special group.
And what's it like running the musical theater showcase group?
It is nice. It's really fun. We really need to get our act together better. Maybe you don't want to put that one in there, but it's a lot of work. It was handed down to us. We didn't sign up for it or anything. It was handed down to us by Austin and Crystal, us being Caitlin and I. And it's a lot of work, mainly finding songs that we know people are going to be comfortable singing and performing. And it's also a lot of work going to be choreographing the different scenes because each song has its own little costume and scene. So it's going to be a lot of work very soon. Yes, because it has not happened yet. I have been singing since I was like really little, and I played piano since I was like 7. So writing music has always helped me just like get my feelings out. And the song in particular I just wrote, it was called Homesick, and it was about like my just like I wrote it here because I was just reminiscing about like the times that I actually like my life prior to St. Andrews. It was just so different. It felt almost unreal to be living at St. Andrews when that whole life, it was just so, it's so different. It's so hard to explain. Living in Holland, my whole world completely moved. My friends, my house, my town, my school. The only thing that stayed the same was my family. And we moved back to the same house that I lived to before we left. But even then I was at a boarding school. So my family wasn't there. So like during that time, I wrote a lot of songs because there was a lot of feelings going on. But yeah, I do. The biggest thing that I've been just running on this year, it's like the first thing that comes to mind, is that nothing is that deep. It sounds vague, but really we should just, if there's ever any problems in your life, just know that it gets better and it's never that serious. We always can move on.